Amen. Isn't it good to be back in the house of the Lord? It's a good way to end your weekend. I know we do a lot on the weekend and we enjoy ourselves doing a number of different things. But when we know that the next day, tomorrow is going to be full of some stuff. We don't know what it is. It's going to be full of stuff. It's good for us to end our weekend together in God's house. Y'all all right today? I ain't going to hold you long. Tell you. Brother Solomon just said, like that. What you mean? Turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 11 chapter. I really am not going to hold you long for real. I just want to give you a little thought to take into your week this week. I've said it before, I believe on Sunday evening, the best that we can do as ministers is to give you something to think about and give you a little boost to start off on Monday. So we'll try to do that today. Verse 6 says, plant early in the morning and work until evening because you don't know if this or that will succeed. They might both do well. Verse 7 says, sunshine is sweet. It is good to see the light of day. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives, no matter how they live, but they should also remember that you will be dead a long time. Then it says, everything that happens then is useless. Young people, enjoy yourselves while you are young. Be happy while you are young. Do whatever your hearts desire, whatever you want to do. But remember that God will judge you for everything that you do. Don't worry. And forget the troubles of your body, because youth and childhood are useless. Now, from this passage of scripture, I would like to offer you up the title, Living My Life Like It's Golden, because it is. Living my life like it's golden, because it is. This passage of scripture, Solomon gives a number of different exhortations. He starts off in verse 1 talking about how we might invest in our future. He talks about giving to the poor. He talks about the importance of not holding on to all that you have and to be able to take those things that you have been given and put something aside for 7, maybe 8 different people. Now, this is a turn in the book of Ecclesiastes because Solomon also often talked about the pleasures of richness. And many times people found themselves, found themselves comfortable in the things that they had. But Solomon says, early on in the chapter, he says, give, be fruitful, give. And then he goes on in verse 3, he says, if the clouds are full of rain, they will shower on the earth. A tree can fall to the north or the south, but it will stay where it falls. Those who wait for perfect weather will never plant a seed. Those who look at every cloud will never harvest crops. Pretty much what he's telling you is that there is really no benefit in trying to overly prepare for tomorrow. There's really no benefit in trying to watch each moment of the day. There's really no benefit in trying to predict what tomorrow will bring. And then as he gets in a little later on in the passage, he gets in the verse 6 through 10, he pretty much tells us that what we ought to do is we ought to appreciate and enjoy our lives. And we ought to live our lives like they are golden. He tells us, he says, sweet is the sunshine, or sunshine is sweet. It is good to see the light of day. People ought to enjoy every day of their life, but no matter how long they live. And then he says, why? Because one day we're going to all pass away. We're going to leave this place. And he says that we are going to be dead a long time. What he's saying is that when we pass away, eternity is going to be much longer than life. He says, now I want you to enjoy and I need you to appreciate your life. Don't just walk through life aimlessly. Don't just go through life worried, or don't just go through life as if it's not a precious thing. He says, I want you to live your life like it's golden, because it is. What God has given us is a gift. That's exactly what it is. It's not something that we can take lightly. It's not something that anybody else but God can give us. So it behooves a Christian, it behooves the child of God to not only just walk through life, but to appreciate every moment of life. Sometimes what happens is we find ourselves frequently in the routine of life. I wake up, I do this. I drink my coffee, I do that. I stretch, I do this. I eat, I do this. I walk here, I do that. And what happens is that life, I go to work, life becomes mundane. And we become, by the way in which we walk through our lives, we become ungrateful. Now you say, oh, bro, Mason. No, listen. When you don't recognize the blessing that you are given, and when you walk through life with that blessing, but you walk through as if it really doesn't matter, that's a sign of ungratefulness. I'm almost through. If y'all just say amen once or twice. Everybody like, Brother Bunch, say amen. Amen. He said it twice for both of y'all. For all of y'all. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Is that, okay, I am a child. I have a father. And when I was growing up, and my mother and father would buy us things, you know, they would say stuff to us, you know, like, when you go to school, you know, just do what you're supposed to do, act right, did all this type of stuff, and we would say, you know, Daddy, thank you, or Mama, thank you, and he would say, no problem, I just need you to recognize your blessing. I just need you to keep doing right. I don't really care much about the thank you. My thank you is how you act, how you appreciate the things that were given. You see what I'm saying? So God has given us life. The best way that we can thank God is how we live the life that we're given. When we walk through life and our heads are down, when we walk through life and we just go about life without any real intentionality, it's a sign of ungratefulness. Because God gave us the life so we can live it in such a way that He's pleased with us. And the way that we live is the way that we show God, or we express to God, I'm thankful for this gift. So don't live your life like it's just something that just happened. No. Your life is a gift. So you ought to live your life like it's golden. What is gold? Gold is a precious jewel. Gold comes from the earth. Gold is worth more than any dollar bill that you ever have. If it's better for you to have $1 million in gold than it is to have $1 million in cash. Well, just $1 million. Mm-mm. Because cash goes up and down. The dollar will mean something today. It'll mean something different tomorrow. We keep on fooling with this president. The dollar ain't gonna mean nothing a little bit. Gold, however, has a universal currency. It's always worth something. And gold, because there's a limited supply of it, it always appreciates. It always is worth more and more each day. You buy a car, the soon you drive off the lot with that car, it's worth less than it was when you drove 5 feet. Y'all know that, don't you? My wife just got a new car, and I'm sad. You know, I'm just sad. I'm sad. We got to pay for that joker. But as soon as you drive off that lot, your car is worth less. Let me tell you how true that is. When I bought my wife's car, I said, I want to get an extended warranty. And he told me how much the extended warranty was. And he said, I said, okay, I want to buy it. And I looked at my wallet. And when I looked at my wallet, the card that I needed to buy the extended warranty wasn't there. So I told the guy, I said, well, I got to come back on the next day to do this and this and that. I'll buy the extended warranty when I come back tomorrow. What I told the guy. He looked at me, he said, well, you got to buy the extended warranty now because your car is worth less tomorrow than it is today. If you want the warranty, you got to get it before you take the car off the lot. That's crazy, ain't it? That almost made me want to just leave then. What I'm trying to say is that there are things in life that depreciate. They become worth less as we go on. But life itself is golden. It's a gift. You never, your life is never worth less than it was yesterday. Brother Solomon is worth more today than he was yesterday. Don't be trying to look at his wife to see if that's true. He's worth more today than he was yesterday. Why? Because he learned something yesterday that's going to make him better today, and he's going to learn something today that's going to make him better tomorrow. So that means every day his life appreciates. So he has to live his life with the realization that God has given me a gift. I have to live my life like it's golden because it is. That's the attitude that you have to take. And then Solomon says in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, young folks, live life free. Go ahead and chase your heart's desire with this warning. Whatever you decide to do, God will judge you for it. So when I say live your life like it's golden, I'm not saying go be reckless. I'm saying be very careful, but very intentional about your decisions. Treat your life like the precious gem that it is. Enjoy it. Enjoy your golden life. Enjoy the things that you receive. Enjoy the people that you meet. Enjoy the love that you received. Live your life to the fullest. Live your life like it's golden because it is. And when you take care of your life like one would take care of a piece of gold, when they value gold, they take good care of it. You know, I was watching a show the other day. He was transporting gold. He had this thing in some big old suitcases. And the suitcases were steel-looking suitcases. And then the guy had enough nerve to have the suitcases chained to his arm. They were handcuffed, the suitcase in the arm. What he was saying to him, was saying to the people, he said, whatever I got in here, it's so good. If you want it, you got to take my arm too. You got to take me with it. He valued what was in the case. When you value your life, you make decisions that show that you value your life. When you live your life like it's gold and you live it in such a way that you become a blessing to others. You don't worry about what tomorrow's going. You're not filling your life with anxiety. You're living your life to the fullest because that's why God gave it to you. God gave you your life so you can live it to the fullest. He gave you your life so that you can enjoy it. He didn't give us our life to be all grouchy and negative and nasty and cantankerous and argumentative and just flat out ugly. That ain't... Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we just ugly. No, God gave us a life that is a precious life, and he wants us to live it to the fullest. Imagine what the world would look like if Christians just lived their life like it was golden. Imagine what it would look like if we just had that attitude. Yeah. The reason why the world can't change is because we walk into every day wrong. We walk into our jobs, our lives, just ugh. Sometimes, you know, do people even know you love God? How do they know? It should be the way that you act. I told you a couple weeks ago, my mentor said, what you do should speak so loudly, I never hear what you say. How you act determines the way that the world will respond. Live your life like it's golden, because it is. If you're here tonight and you're saying to yourself, you know what, I haven't been thankful enough for my life. I find myself taking more pleasure in the things that I have than the thing that I am. I find myself being more consumed about what I lose than what I have. I just haven't been living my life like it's golden. If you find yourself saying, I've been making a whole bunch of terrible decisions, just living foul, just reckless, like my life is worth nothing, this is the time to turn it around. It's the time to come and ask for prayer, to acknowledge that God has given us a wonderful gift. He's given us a wonderful gift that we call life. And not only does he give us this wonderful gift, he expects something out of us. Brother Daniels, a preacher in Florida, says this, and I love it. He says, you know, I just believe that God gives you, the reason why you breathe in and out is a constant acknowledgement that God is taking your breath and giving it back. Taking your breath and giving it back. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what do I get my breath from? How is it that I keep on? I know that you would say, well, the blood runs through the heart and the heart goes bump, 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 and it does all. And no. God's giving you that. God is giving you that. Why don't you continue to do what God asks you to do? If you've fallen by the wayside and you're not living the way that we discussed, this is the opportunity for you to do it now. If you are not a member of the body of Christ and you're asking yourself, you say, well, hey, is my life really worth that much? Yeah, it's worth more. It's worth more. How do I know it's worth more? Because Jesus gave his golden perfect life so that you can be able to see him in peace. He died on the cross, got up after 3 days, and when he got up with power. He got a power to bring you close and bring you in a good relationship with Jesus, with God. So I ask you right now, as we sing the song of invitation, come now.
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus calling, tender.